Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said he has called for a program where every vaccinated individual is being urged to encourage two people to get vaccinated. Dr. Thompson said the COVID-19 task force is available to answer any vaccine-related questions that persons might have so they can become vaccinated.
We have been stepping up the vaccination program, and it's expected that we've seen some uptick in the vaccination. And I think that a major rollout program of promotion and talking to people and having doctors who seem to have some influence. And basically, I think this would go a long way, along with the other influencers. And I have called for a program where each person who is vaccinated, please talk to two persons who are not vaccinated. So as one person, talk to two and try and convince them. And we're going to be trying to provide people with a lot more information of how to overcome a lot of the hesitancy people may have and the questions that people have been asking. We have answers to those questions. We just have to get those answers out to people so that they're fully satisfied and they'll make the step of taking the vaccine.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Barbados, Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, said some visitors to Barbados have been presenting bogus vaccination certificates and COVID-19 test results to avoid quarantine. However, he gave the assurance that those individuals have not been slipping through the cracks. In Trinidad and Tobago, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 36,626. Internationally, the World Health Organization has sought to reassure pharmaceutical companies that a proposal to suspend patent rights on COVID-19 vaccines was not a bid to snatch their intellectual property rights. He said with more than 4 million dead and a toll likely to reach much higher, vaccine makers should be offered incentives in return for temporarily waiving their rights. Meanwhile, China has rejected terms proposed by the World Health Organization, WHO, to further investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The country's health minister said such a request showed disrespect for common sense and arrogance towards science. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.